101.3 WIBD AM 1470. Vanity Fair hitching a ride on a Thursday morning. It is coming up on 8:12. And on the line this morning for a community conversation, we have Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County and Noelle from Casa Guadalupe. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good.
That was a fun fawn, Rick.
Yeah, you know. Did you ever, you know, I never did any hitchhiking.
I cannot say I've done that either. It reminded me, for whatever reason, of the Partridge Family.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Or
I don't know why, though.
or a VW minibus.
Yeah,
definitely.
So, I had a friend who always went, said he wanted to buy an old VW bus and fix it up and drive around. But then he got married, and that crazy idea got thrown right out of his head. So you know how that goes sometimes, don't you? Yes.
Yeah,
so, well, Michelle, where do you want to start this morning?
With talking with Noelle. Thank you for joining us today, Noelle.
Yes, thank you so much for the invitation.
So I'd like to talk to you and let the viewers know a little bit about Casa Guadalupe Education Center. What is your mission in and why you are an important part of our community?
Yes, well, our mission is to be the bridge of integration to Hispanics and the communities in which they live through education and community access. So in Washington County, we are truly the only nonprofit organization with that focus on the Spanish-speaking community and providing a variety of different education programs all the way from youth to adults in a variety of areas, too, whether it's after-school reading, a path to success in high school and beyond for post-secondary education, helping with English classes for adults, studying for U.S. citizenship, and a variety of health programs, too, that are empowering healthier lifestyle choices. So we also are a much-needed resource in the community, too, for just a variety of things that come up in people's lives. I think for all of us as native English speakers, we really take for granted that we live in a predominantly English-speaking community and can get along just fine, for the most part, communicating. And there are many of our clients, though, where that's not the same case if they are native Spanish speakers, so learning the language. So we're there, our bilingual staff, to assist when needed with connecting to community resources.
And you also have Spanish classes for English speakers, right?
We do. That is a newer program. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes. So again, we do predominantly serve the Spanish-speaking community, but there has been a lot of requests in the English-speaking community to learn more Spanish, because I think a lot of people, they're seeing some changes in the community. They want to bridge that communication gap a little better, learn a little bit more Spanish. And so we do have some qualified teachers that are wonderful. We've done a variety of in-person and virtual classes starting a couple of years ago.
And that's kind of that's kind of something that you've adjusted over the last year, too, isn't it, Noelle?
Yes. Speaking of virtual classes, absolutely. That's definitely one of the ways that we've adjusted and adapted since the COVID shutdown. It really, of course, for all of us, was a huge disruption and just such a different time for all of us when the shutdown happened. We did have to suspend our programming. But with that being said, a lot of our needs in the community increased as far as basic needs. And during the shutdown, many of our clients worked in industries that were greatly affected, such as restaurants or some sort of manufacturing where people were losing their jobs or having reduced hours. So we were able to raise some COVID-19 relief funding, work alongside wonderful organizations like St. Vincent de Paul and Salvation Army to assist people with basic needs like rent assistance, utility bills. But after that, what came from that, we all, all of us organizations and just businesses in general tried to adapt. And so we have created some virtual formats, whether it's using Zoom to teach English classes or the Spanish classes. We've been able to meet in person safely following CDC guidelines for certain programs, like our after-school reading program. But yes, we've definitely done like a hybrid, I call it, to continue to move forward.
All right. Yeah, and adjusting as you go.
Yes, that is what it is. Every day, every week. Always adjusting.
Yeah, and you guys have been in the community for how long, Noelle?
Casa Guadalupe was founded in 2006. And so, that yes, we're established here because of the founder, Mary Lynn Bennett, saw the growing Hispanic-Latino community and was an educator. And it all started with teaching English classes, fell into Hispanic ministry with St. Francis Cabrini and St. Mary's, and from there evolved to become our 501c3 nonprofit.
I know you guys have a really big fundraiser coming up. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. I can't believe it. A little less than 2 months now. So we are going to have our 9th annual Fiesta Latina fundraiser, and it's going to be back in its original location at Regner Park in West Bend. Last year, we adapted, and we created our Fiesta Week, so we didn't have the fundraiser in its normal format, but we feel, you know, it's an outdoor event, and we're going to make this as safe and fun as possible for everyone. But it's going to be a Saturday, May 22nd from 11:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. Still going to have a variety of entertainment from the stage. We're actually going to start with a bilingual mass with Father Carlos Lodonio here in West Bend. And we're going to be recognizing some scholarship recipients, those that participate in our Dream to Succeed program that were eligible and are going to a 2 or 4 year college. Last year was the first year we gave away scholarships. We gave away 6 scholarships to high school students. This year we opened it to high school and undergraduate college students in our program, and we're giving away 15 scholarships. So exciting. So there's lots to celebrate. Yes, lots to celebrate in that aspect. And so we're finding a safe way to recognize them at our event. We'll still have food, drinks, specific games. Again, we have a Facebook event page that we're updating, and we'll be letting the community know our plan, you know, regarding COVID and how, you know, just the different steps that we're going to be taking to make things, again, safe and enjoyable as possible for everyone.
And I think it's going to work. I think we're going to see more of that with events this summer. I think we're going to see things maybe not 100% like they were before, but certainly resembling like they were before,
yes.
Right?
That's how we're feeling too. I feel like we're, you know, just since our event's always been one of those first to kick off fun events at Regner Park, we certainly had to submit a COVID plan to the city of West Bend. But I agree, I feel like we're going to continue to see more events that are going to be happening.
All right.
I, for one, am looking forward to the food, because it is always amazing at Fiesta Latina.
Thank you. Yes, we're so looking forward to it. Our friend Tony Cable from the Norbert is allowing us to use his kitchen the week leading up to Fiesta to help prep a lot of our food. Yeah, so the food is always so good, and we get donations from a variety of places, including Meyer. And, yeah, it's just that we're really excited to do this again in the community.
I'm actually kind of getting hungry now thinking about it.
Me too.
So I have one more
tacos, question. Tamales, all that.
Yes. I have one more question for you, Noelle. I'm sure you cannot pull off an event like this without volunteers and all of the programming that you guys have. Can you talk a little bit about how people can get involved?
Absolutely. So you are so right. We cannot do our Fiesta Latina fundraiser without amazing volunteers that dedicate time before and the day of the event. So we do have a link for a Sign Up Genius website so people can see all the variety of opportunities, all the different shifts. So that is available on our website, CasaGuadalupeOnline.org, also on our Facebook page and the event itself. We're sharing that link. And it's also on the Volunteer Center on their Get Connected website, so people can search for Fiesta Latina. So again, a variety of positions. We are really looking for some solid help in the food vendor building, and the descriptions are all there. But again, everyone can see what's still available. And we're also looking for some people to help before the event, too. We'll be posting the need on the Volunteer Center soon, but putting together things like kids' prizes and decorations and activities for the kids that they can do while they're there. So there are going to be a couple of dates that we're going to choose before the event to help. We also have an ongoing need. We have a great after-school reading program called Read to Succeed, and we love volunteers that love working with kids, have a passion for education and learning and reading. It really is truly coming alongside elementary school students, helping them with their English reading skills and some homework. So, yes, that's definitely a big need. If there are any bilingual people in our community, we always love getting to know more people that do speak Spanish, and there are some opportunities where that's really helpful for certain programs.
But again, as we've talked about before, you don't necessarily need to speak Spanish to be a volunteer for Casa Guadalupe.
That is so true. The majority of our volunteer opportunities are, you do not have to speak Spanish, like working with the kids and helping them with their reading, being a mentor in our Dream to Succeed program, being a tutor to help someone learn English, an individual tutor, which we do provide training on, or helping someone study for U.S. citizenship. All of those, for the most part, do not require needing to know Spanish. But I do always mention it's if you do know how to speak Spanish, though, this is the perfect place to get connected, because we could definitely use those skills at times.
All right. Sounds good. Michelle, shall we move on to the hub?
Absolutely. It's perfect that we have Casa Guadalupe on today because they are one of our March tip jar recipients. We're also highlighting Interfaith Caregivers, 4C Family Centers, the Museum of Wisconsin Art, the Historic West Bend Theater, or the Bend. The question is, how can a cup of coffee from the Hub make a huge impact in our community? Well, I'll tell you that in over just 3 years, our community tip jar at the Hub has raised over $85,000. And all those tips at the Hub directly benefit our local nonprofits. And even though the Hub is raising funds for our expansion project, we're dedicated to continue our support for other nonprofits through that community tip jar. You'll see different opportunities to donate to the Hub expansion project throughout the coming months. And one that's coming up is yoga and coffee at the Hub. We're so excited about this. It's Blue Luna Yoga and Wellness. They will be hosting destination classes at the Hub. They're April 11th, May 9th, June 13th, and they start at 8 o'clock and run till 9 o'clock in the morning. They're going to be held in our expansion space at 303 Water Street. Each class is a $20 donation, and it includes a 12-ounce Hub drink coupon.
Sounds awesome.
It's really fun. And these yoga classes are fun for all levels. You should bring a yoga mat if you have one. You can reserve your spot and make that donation on both the VC and the Hub's website. There are links to reserving your spot there and to make donations. So a huge thank you to Blue Luna's Felicia. She created this Hub Expansion fundraiser. It's an amazing example of how community can work together and contributing to the Hub's expansion. Well, it ensures more space for things like this yoga class, for other group activities, for organizations to hold events, and businesses community-wide can hold also activities and events.
Absolutely. And it'll just get better.
Yes, it'll get better. One of the items on our expansion project list is a community kitchen. So I've said it before, and again, it's perfect to have Noella on here. We hope that at some point, in our community kitchen, we can have Casa Guadalupe come in and teach us how to make an amazing empanada and hold that as a class in our community kitchen. If you would like to be a part of making our expansion project happen, you can find more information on both of our websites, the Volunteer Center's website, volunteernow.net, or the Hub's website, which is socialgoodbrews.org.
And we were talking about things kind of getting back to more of a normal situation for this summer. One of those things might be Camp Superhero.
Correct. We are so happy and planning for summer 2021. I can tell you that you should keep your eyes on our website and on our social media because there's more information about Camp Superhero coming in April.
All right. Sounds good. And then you have some workshops coming up?
Yeah, so the programs team at the Volunteer Center has been working hard on reimagining our program offerings through the Volunteer Center and in the Hub. And they're calling it the Be Bold Workshops. They'll be offered, they're offering volunteers three new ways to give back to the community. They are called, the Power Project, Kindness Kits, and Giving Tree. So those kindness kits, they're a perfect on-call volunteer opportunity. They're utilizing pre-assembled kits that will be available for purchase in the Hub. They will include everything you need and are a great way for anyone who prefers to volunteer at home, or they can be used as a group activity. So like think Girl Scouts or church groups or just some friends getting together with a glass of wine that would like to do a volunteer activity.
Sure.
Power projects are in-person activities. They're designed and hosted by the Volunteer Center. Each one will begin in the Hub. You'll be meeting new friends. You'll be working on a volunteer project together. And there may be, some things like food and drink that bring us, together as well involved in those power projects.
All right. And?
And the last one are the Giving Tree. If you've seen our Giving Tree before in the Hub, and we're continuing that because we know it's an important alternative way to give back in the community through the gifts of goods. Each Giving Tree donation drive will target specific and current material needs of a local nonprofit.
All right. And speaking of local nonprofits, we've got time to mention some nonprofit highlights and needs of the week as well.
Noelle, would you like to get started?
Absolutely. So River Edge is looking for helpers for their homeschool program. So if you're involved in education or you've been an educator or have a passion for the outdoors and learning, they really love your help. The main responsibilities for parent volunteers are as follows: helping to prepare and set up the day's equipment, helping to check the students in, and helping with icebreakers or crafts, watching the students before, after, and during the Homeschool Adventures program to foster safety, kindness, and respect, working with small groups of students during activities, and have fun.
All right, that sounds good. Michelle?
Yeah, if you love great coffee and would like to be part of a community-driven organization that's passionate about helping people, the Hub would like you as a volunteer. You can, it will fill your day with purpose when you volunteer at the Hub. You'll have fun and you'll learn some pretty cool skills too, like point of sale because you become the smiling face that greets our guests. The kitchen, you can learn to make some of the incredible food that we serve. Baristas, you get to learn how to make the best cup of coffee in town, in my opinion. And when you volunteer at the Hub, you support local nonprofits and become a part of a larger community. And if you're interested in even doing more at the Hub, check out our current job listing at socialgoodbrews.org.
All right, Noelle?
Well, volunteers are the heart of Heartland Hospice. Do you know how to play an instrument and or enjoy singing? I know I do. We are looking for special individuals in West Bend or surrounding community to join our growing team of superstar volunteers. Musician volunteers enrich the lives of hospice patients by sharing their time and talents during social visits. In addition to providing music, volunteers offer much-needed companionship and one-on-one support. Service hours are extremely flexible and scheduled according to your availability and location. Musician volunteers have the power to bring the greatest gift to their patients' lives, uplifting music, a smile, and reassurance that comes with knowing they are genuinely cared for.
And Michelle, one more from you?
Yeah, absolutely. Citizen Advocates is looking for middle school and high school youth to hang out with some of their great kids that have disabilities in their respite group. The time is spent playing in the gym, playing card games and board games, and just having fun. And you get pizza, too. they ask that volunteers arrive at 3:30 for a brief orientation. Volunteers are finished shortly after 7 p.m., The events are held at Silver Brook Middle School. Their next one is April 17th. then they have a May 22nd on the calendar as well. And they, the respite group is designed to provide monthly respite for families and parents of children with disabilities so that they can enjoy some time out. So like the parents could go out for dinner, run some errands or just rest, while the kids are having fun playing, at Silverbrook Middle School with a great group of volunteers.
All right. Sounds good. Well, those are some interesting volunteer opportunities. But if that isn't quite what you're looking for, I'll bet I know there's a place where you can find more than 200 other volunteer opportunities in Washington County.
There sure is. VolunteerNow.net is the Volunteer Center's website. We have multiple areas on our website that the word volunteer shows up. And normally, in most of those situations, you can click on that word and it will take you to those 200 or more volunteer opportunities. We also welcome phone calls to the office, which is 262-338-8256. And or you can drop on in and one of our volunteer coordinators can help you through the process of looking for that perfect volunteer match.
And we should mention the address for the hub and the volunteer center.
Yes, we are at 303 Water Street in West Bend. That's right downtown, near the roundabout, right before you get to downtown proper, and also near the Museum of Wisconsin Art.
All right. Sounds good, Michelle. Thank you. Noelle, good to hear from you again.
Yes, great to speak with both of you again. Thank you for the opportunity.
And
thank you for joining us.
I guess, Michelle, we'll talk in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County and Noelle from Casa Guadalupe. Thank you again both for joining us for a community conversation this morning here on 101.3 WIBD and AM 1470.